The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Cambridge Band Competition coverage of Heat 2 on Cambridge 105 Radio. We've got lots coming up for you tonight, including interviews with all the bands and, of course, tracks from the night. First of all, let's have some music. This is From the Styx with their track, Ocean Floors.
Tend to use a gentle touch, like a gentleman, till it hurts. Smother, fill my lung with smoke and soot, till I feel a gentle tug. I can't breathe. Ocean blue, given but to us, soothing bodies in my mind, feels like home. Father above, are you even standing there? They don't think you're watching us. Got no belief. Show me where I belong. Take me to where I was born. With these rough lands, we'll carry this and down to the ocean floor, to the ocean. We'll stand there and we will. We'll carry the sun down to the ocean floor, to the ocean. We'll stand there and we will. Run, we could dive. I need the waves tonight, cause I am the moon. I am the sun, the fire. Throw the waves tonight, cause I am the moon. I am the run. Five, I mean the way tonight is I am the moon, in the sun, the fire, we throw the way tonight is I am the moon. This next song has opportunities for dancing, for waltzing, and for circle pits. There's a good hybrid in there. If you do like our stuff, I'd just like to plug and say you can check some stuff out on Spotify and all those generic things. This song's called Spirals.
Don't close your eyes. We are pulling, yes, we are pulling. If I don't hit
right by. Don't hit the eye, don't hit. Let's drink the sky. We are drowning, yes, we are drowning. If we can't swim, I guess we'll fly. If we can't swim, if we can't swim, if we can't swim, I guess we'll fly. If we can't swim, if we can't swim. And I'll spin right. Are we lost now? Are we lost now? Are we lost now? We've only started spinning. No, we've only started spinning. Now, ooh, 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 whoa. You spin left and I'll spin right. You spin left and I'll spin right. Are we lost now? Are we lost now? Are we lost now? We've only started spinning. No, we've only started spinning. Now, ooh, 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 ooh. Am I losing my soul? Am I losing my? Am I losing my? Am I losing my soul? Am I losing my, am I losing my, am I losing my soul? Am I losing my, am I losing my, am I losing my soul? Am I losing my, am I losing my? Am I lost in my soul? Am I lost in my? Am I lost in my? Am I lost in my soul? Am I lost in my? Am I lost in my? Am I lost in my soul? Am I lost in my? Am I lost in my? Am I lost in my soul? Am I lost in my? Am I lost in my soul? Thank you.
From the Sticks with Ocean Floors there. Now, our Cambridge 105 correspondent, Madison Williams, went down to the green room to speak to them after the gig, and this is what they had to say.
Alrighty then. Alright, so, can you please tell everyone the name of your band? Who are you guys?
Yeah,
From the Sticks.
Okay, yeah, I have to ask, where did the name come from? Where did the title come from?
Well, all of us is literally, when the band started, we were all from like a Fenlandy type of area, and obviously a nickname for that is the Sticks. So we were really original with our name. We're like, ah, oh, we're all from the Sticks, and we're like, ah, oh, that'll do.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Pretty clever. So, how are you guys feeling after your performance?
Damn sweaty.
Yeah, sweaty. For 25 minutes, we put in a lot of work. I think. Yeah. We give it our all.
You guys.
That is what we have always done.
It's our first gig.
We've always given it the all, every single time. So, what was your process for preparation for this competition, for everything? What was going through your minds? What were you guys doing?
Practicing, rehearsing, being idiots, just having fun,
yeah,
really,
having
man.
Fun.
Like,
you got to. Yeah, it's all right. So, if you could briefly describe your songwriting, that music. Making process as well. What all does that entail? Everyone does something a little different. Everyone has something a little crazy. But
I think it's just a joint effort, like most bands, man. We'll have ideas and that, and then just put it all together, and it's just cool, right? Like, I think everybody has their input.
Normally Rick will come to us with like a chorus verse, sometimes like almost a complete song, and then we'll add our bits, and sometimes the song changes a bit, sometimes it's pretty much there as it, you know, as it comes to us. So
yeah. Not to mention our biggest song, DMT, we scrapped for about 2 years until we actually got it sounding good as well. And now that's got 600,000 hits on YouTube. So.
Oh, wow. So do you guys have, do you have like basically like a whole catalogue of like a whole bunch of other songs that you guys may not have performed live or that sound in your albums and stuff, or just a ongoing thing?
We've got about 28 songs. Really?
Nice. Yeah, totally.
Play about five of them.
Yeah. There's a lot of like songs that just haven't got to the point where they've made the cut yet, and there's songs that we've maybe matured past, and
it's a whole process. Fair enough. I like that. So since you guys have been playing music together, how has everything evolved from the beginning ages, from the beginning times all up to now?
I'd say it started off very happy, very poppy, almost kind of, and then I think it's just, as we've matured, the music has as well, and it's just become a bit more thought out, and there's meaning to the songs, if you will.
So if you could describe your music in a genre, or if you could make up your own genre for it, what exactly would it be?
Good question. Anyone?
Indie pop alternative? I don't know. Rock, indie
just
pop alternative.
Yeah.
Rock. Just rock, okay, we're rock.
Yeah, just rock.
I suppose
it's not
really indie
rock.
Or pop anymore.
It started off, like you were just asking about sort of how it developed. It did start off very like indie, and then it's just merged into rock because all of us kind of prefer rock anyway, so we just thought,
we're
well.
Kind of a bunch of metal heads, really. So we kind of went for, I don't know, like indie rooted rock, if you like.
Yeah.
Something around that.
Very nice. So what has been your biggest challenge as a band?
So we were together, when was it? Was it 2010 or 2011 we first got together? And we split up in, was it 2013? 2014. And yeah, we've basically just got back together. So yeah, that's been the biggest challenge.
Okay. With lots of more stuff in between.
Yeah, absolutely.
Been busy.
Life, man.
What are your what are the rehearsals like?
It wasn't too bad, actually.
We can't talk about that.
Well, what was in the process of it?
Well, I mean, everyone's rehearsal process is a little different.
We work, don't we? We work, but we have a laugh as well. Like some bands, they'll just mess around the whole time. Some bands will go there and be strict and run the sets, but we'll kind of have an even balance, and we'll have fun, we'll joke around, but we'll also run the sets. So.
So if you could choose any band or musician to play alongside with on stage, who would it be?
For me, maybe like Biffy Clyro.
Yeah, or
something.
Clyro.
I think they're the closest to our sound.
Is there any advice that you guys have for anyone thinking about doing music, anyone interested?
Just do it. Someone's
a bit timid.
Just do it. Forget about everybody else. Do it because you love it and because you want to do it. Don't, you know, if people say that it's a bad song to them, it might be a bad song, but to others, it might be the best song in the world. So
yeah, music is very subjective. I think you need to go to like local gigs, support local music, and that way you'll meet like-minded people, and then you'll, you know, get to know them, and before you know it, you might have a band.
It's interesting. It's like you never know how your words and how your music might affect or inspire someone else.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm sure you guys have had this feeling of when you perform somewhere and you see someone afterwards, and they're just like, "That touched me. That was the greatest thing I've heard."
Yeah.
Like I bet that's a good feeling.
Yeah. Amazing. No, it really is.
A little bit.
It's all right. Okay.
Yeah, especially I think we played the Willow Fest, and that was the first gig that we had when we heard a weird noise and it was the crowd singing back at us. That was a really surreal feeling. It wasn't many people, but it was, you know,
still a couple of people, weren't it? For us back then, it was like
really cool.
Hearing them sing it back at
us. Buzzing for a week.
The tent held 700 people, I think it was full.
Yeah,
but, and we were the only tent at that point that kept going as well, which was really fun. Like, the sound guy was living as well, and he was just like,
We must have done about three or four.
That was fun.
Where can people listen to your music, and where can they contact you if they would like?
YouTube,
SoundCloud,
Facebook, Spotify,
iTunes,
Amazon,
Twitter,
everywhere.
Insta,
everywhere.
All those generic places. Okay. Man, just Google us and you'll probably find it. So.
Do you have any big future news? Anything coming up? Gigs, festivals, albums?
Ooh. I'd say nothing that we're going to reveal at this point.
Okay.
Right.
So they should check your socials.
Follow us, say hi, we'll say hi back.
I mean, I will say, there might be a new single about to hit, but we'll see.
Okay. Maybe there is.
Maybe there is.
Maybe we're just lying and there's nothing we're doing.
Ooh, mysterious, I like it.
Maybe it's our first gig, maybe it's our last gig.
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh. Never know.
Well, thank you. Wait, what?
Well, thank you all very much for agreeing to talk with us. And yeah, you guys sounded fantastic.
Thank you very much.
From the Stick, speaking to Madison Williams there. Now, Fionn Rebecca came up next, a singer-songwriter from Cambridge. She's playing alongside her band, which comprises a few people you might be familiar with from the Cambridge music scene. This is their track, Thursday Morning.
Thursday morning, I was sat on my bed. The rain is pouring, boy, you're in my head. And I'm trying to think of something, anything will do. Just to stop me thinking of you. Got me hoping, I'm praying for an easy way out. But that's not an option. Should have learned that by now. Got me laughing to myself. Could it really be true? I'm thinking of you. You got me hoping and praying. I don't know what to do. Does he want me to? Like a girl in a school, I'm asking about. The birds are singing to me, but there's something different, like a new melody. Trust me, I'm not complaining. Could it really be true? I'm thinking of you. You got me hoping and praying. I don't know what to do.
Fionn Rebecca and Thursday Morning on Cambridge 105 Radio. Now let's hear what the band had to say to Madison Williams in the green room.
All right, so can you all please state the name of your band, who you are, let us all know.
Okay, well, my name's Fionn Rebecca and this is my band. We've got Harry on drums, we have Lewis on bass, and Ryan on guitar, who's currently not here right now, but he will be here soon.
He's going for the car,
Yeah, he's happy. He needs to do a dramatic entrance.
Do you think he'll come in with like a fog machine?
Definitely.
And like some strobe lighting
like
happening?
The lights will drop and then suddenly he'll just like a spotlight will appear and just be in the room.
Nice. Ryan. We'll be on stage. That's what it will be. We'll be
I'll
on
be
stage.
Now,
like, where's Ryan? Blackout.
Just
there.
That's the best. I mean, that, I like grand entrances. That's kind of the best way to do it. So, your process. The process for this competition.
Okay.
Like, talk to me about that. What did you guys do? What did you guys go through? What was that rehearsal like? What was going on through your minds? What were you doing?
Honest?
Yeah, no.
Okay, right. Well, basically, most of us actually are at university. Ooh, that was exciting. Most of us are at university. Basically, everyone but Harry. And so we're all in different parts of the country.
Okay.
So what we usually do is we have gigs that we've done previously, but we had a rehearsal yesterday, mainly for it. But we are pretty confident in what we do and in each other, so we should be okay.
So we're allowed to give ourselves one day notice.
Yeah, yeah, a bit of adrenaline rush. It's not too bad.
Next question is, your process for songwriting, your music making.
Okay.
Is there something specific that you guys do, or is it more of just a whatever happens, happens.
Okay.
Kind of
well, the songs that we play, I write myself.
Okay.
Some of the songs we played, actually, Lewis has co-written on, or Brian's co-written on. But I mainly write the songs and the material. The way that I write is, I'd like to say that, like I've always said, that listening to the lyrics of my song is like reading a page in my diary.
Okay.
Everything is very personal. It's all come from an experience or something that's about to happen, you know, anything like that. It's just, like I said, yeah, it's like a page in my diary, and it's just for people to kind of listen to. It's my way of opening up to people, really, so.
That's good, all right. So what, if you were to give yourself a genre, or if you could make your own genre, where would you put the music in your sound?
We do contemporary R&B, like blue-eyed soul kind
okay.
of stuff. We started off with jazz, so we have a bit of a jazzy influence with what we do, but it is more towards the R&B soul kind of stuff that we do at the minute, with maybe a hint of like pop in there.
What has been your biggest challenge as a band and playing music together?
Long distance,
okay.
Most definitely distance.
I take it you all live three different places? Or?
Yeah, well, I mean, Lewis is in Lincoln,
yeah,
I'm
problem, so.
Leicester, and
okay.
Ryan's Nottingham, so they're not too far away, but it's just a case of the courses we do, they're so like demanding
right.
and stuff, and then obviously Harry's here.
We
but we all gel really well. You know, Harry's actually probably the newest to the band.
Okay.
But I've known Lewis and Ryan for, God, how long? Like, 2 years? Two, 3 years? And they are like brothers to me. Like,
well, I know that long distance can be an issue sometimes, but at the same time, when you want to make something work, you'll make it
yeah.
work, you'll
oh,
figure
yeah,
it out.
Definitely. Well, I can always say that I can always rely on them, because even if I drop them a message like a week in advance,
right.
or like not even that, and be like, I need you here now, let's go. They're all there.
That's awesome.
They all do their best to be there, and honestly, without them, I have no idea what I would do.
What are your rehearsals like? Yeah, this is always one of my
insane.
Favorite questions.
Insane.
So productive.
They're
you
so productive.
Believe,
no.
So productive.
The amount of times I have to say, guys, let's do it, and then the amount of times they have to say it to me, like, Fionn, shut up, you know? That kind of thing. We've had tears in rehearsals, we've had arguments, we've had moments where we just do nothing and just mess around the
right.
whole time. Or we've had Ryan! Didn't I tell you he'd just walk in?
So dramatic.
Ryan, say hello to the radio.
Hi radio.
yeah, no, we're talking about rehearsals. How would you describe our rehearsals?
I said productive. It was
10%
yeah.
rehearsing.
10% rehearsing.
I said not rehearsing.
Come sit.
Next question is, if you could choose any band or musician to play with you.
With us?
Yes.
Okay.
Or you can join on stage or collaborate with.
With keeping our like thing in mind.
Living or deceased.
I would say George Smith, purely because I'm in love with her. But
I would say Hozier.
Yeah.
I love his voice.
I like John
Hozier.
Mayer. John Mayer's
okay.
incredible guitarist.
Yeah, right.
Who would you say, Harry?
David Bowie.
Oh, yes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. So for those who are thinking about getting into music, those who are a bit timid about it, they're sitting there going, I'm not too sure, I don't know, they're coming up with excuses. Any advice that you want to give them?
100% just go for it. Yeah, because, I mean, I really enjoy doing it, and I'm sure these guys do too.
Well, there's always going to be an instrument for you. Like,
yeah.
Try and learn in, like, drums and piano, like, kind of roughly giving it a go, and then found out that guitar and bass was a lot more
right.
fluent with it.
Yeah.
A lot quicker as well. So I felt like it's just finding the right thing for you.
It is. Just go out for it. Like, what have you got to lose at the end of the day? Music is something that's meant to be enjoyed and loved doing. It's not something that's meant to be, like, pressure, almost. Right. If it comes to a point, like, that's one thing I've always said, like, I don't want it to ever become, like, pressure. Because
right.
I enjoy what I do way too much for it to become, like, pressure.
Sense.
Just go for it. Go have fun.
So where can people listen and contact you if they want to, you know, for gigs or if they want to hear your music? Where can they get all that information?
Well, personally, if you wanted to find mine, you can literally just find me, like, all over any social media. Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, anywhere really, and just contact me through anything. Like, I'm a fairly friendly person. Also, these guys all have fans for themselves as well, so don't just come and show, like, me the love, give these guys love too.
Oh wow.
Ryan's just released a single actually, and okay. It's out. It's so cool.
What's the name of your band?
My band's called Near Misses. Misses is in the MRS.
It was
released a track called She Goes.
It was just on it was just on 105 actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it was recently on 105, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on Cambridge 25 for a bit. Yeah, it's doing well. It's been actually.
We
literally just came out yesterday.
Okay.
So proud. I'm literally awesome. So proud. Because, you know, Ryan's wanted to do this for so long. And, like, he's just gone and done it. And I literally couldn't be prouder. Because I went to one of the rehearsals and they are so good. They're really, really good.
Right,
so keep an eye out, guys, because they're going to be here.
What genre is it?
Indie rock.
Indie rock. All right. So what about you two? You guys have bands as well? Or?
Yeah.
I'm the only one that is the boring one.
No, you're not. You're with us.
I'm too busy.
Fair enough.
I'm a solo act. No, I'm not.
My band played here last week, under 18's competition, on our heat. We're called Sleepwalking.
Okay.
Check us out.
Very nice. And are there any big future news for you guys?
Oh, well, we have quite a lot, actually. Okay. We're really excited. I mean, one big thing is we're doing pre-support for Michael Bublé in May.
Okay.
We've done obviously previous things like Mike. We've done Sam Smith and Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
We're headlining Homegrow Festival this year. We're also doing Big Weekend and just basically everywhere in Cambridge. You name it, we'll be there. But yeah, so we've got a lot of stuff. Also, I'm working on an album currently. It will be called Silk.
Okay.
And it's kind of just embracing more of my R&B soul kind of music. So yeah, just keep an eye out for that.
Awesome. Well, awesome. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you for talking to us.
Yeah. The home of Cambridge Music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
You're listening to coverage of Heat 2 of the Cambridge Band Competition on Cambridge 105 Radio. Next up came Moth Conspiracy, and this is their track, Nomadehe.
Eres alta y delgada como tu madre, ojos negros, pelo negro como tu hermana, y te digo otra vez, param, param, te ruego otra vez, no me quites, no me quites las ganas de vivir, no me dejes. No me dejes, no puedo reír sin... Toda la noche estoy niña pensando en ti. Yo de amores me muero desde que te vi, desde que te vi. La 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 la. Dulce es la brisa, más dulce será nuestro amor. Donde la mar se agita, me voy, me voy, me voy. Y te digo otra vez, param, param, te regreso. pego otra vez. No me quites, no me quites las ganas de vivir. No me dejes, no me dejes, no puedo reír sin ti. Toda la noche estoy mía pensando en ti. Yo de amores me muero desde que te vi, desde que te vi. La 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 la. La 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 la. Por el suelo. Me has dicho muchas veces, cada de niño hay copas rotas por el suelo. Por el suelo. Y te digo otra vez. Baram, baram, te ruego otra vez. No me quites, no me quites las ganas de vivir. No me dejes, no me dejes.
Moth Conspiracy on Cambridge 105 Radio, and of course Mattison was down there to get the band's reaction to how they think that gig went.
Alrighty then, so can you please let everyone know who you guys are? What is your band name? Who are you?
Oh, we're Moth Conspiracy. I'm Gez.
And I'm Patrick.
I'm Rich.
I'm Mark.
And Will is not here.
We're missing
Will is ill, so he would normally also be here.
Well, I hope he gets well very, very soon.
Yes.
So how are you guys feeling about like your performance? How do you guys think you did?
All right. I think, along with looking at the other bands, I mean, it was so polished. I was really impressed with the quality, so I think we were feeling a bit rough and ready, but I think that's kind of our calling card, isn't it? The rough and ready. Yeah, it was absolutely adequate, which is what we aim for. So it was good.
You guys sounded fantastic.
Yeah, it was good for
what we lack in polish, we make up for in enthusiasm.
There was a few people dancing as well, and there was the little one in front. That he got the moves. He has the moves. I'm trying to figure out how can I
He could floss at.
Yeah, that was insane. That's gonna start a fire or something. But that was great. So, what is your process for the preparation for this competition and everything that's going on? What's the process like?
We already had some tunes that we were getting ready for this Haymakers thing next Saturday, and it was actually Gez who decided on what would count as like a nice variety, so maybe a mellow one,
and a noisy one, and then one that would have the Latin feel.
I think range
and so on.
Was one of them.
Yeah, because they said on the forums they said range was important.
So we're trying to take some contrast and show the different sides of the moth conspiracy.
Yeah.
So, when it comes to your music and everything that's going on, what genre would you consider your work, or if you could pick a genre or make up a genre or whatnot, what would it be?
Well, I think there's indie in it and soul, and I think that for me,
when we
my
say
head,
indie, we mean like clap. Like
yeah, maybe
indie.
Well, because I mentioned the Breeders to you. I love this band called the Breeders, and so the noisier stuff I think is from them and from bands like them, and then the soul stuff probably comes from, well, like I was saying to you before we started, it probably comes from the really early, the Detroit era of Motown. Those are my two favourite things, but that's just what I'm putting in. I can't speak for the other guys, so you.
I think, well, there's sort of different sides to Moth Conspiracy, because there's the acoustic side.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
And I think, I mean, recently we've been chucking around, playing around with some of the older Zeppelin acoustic stuff, which I don't think people know enough of the acoustic side of Zeppelin. So that's kind of folky kind of stuff. And actually, a lot of our songs sometimes have different members who are not around. And we've had to sometimes go acoustic, and that sort of leads to then a different version of a song. And actually, without our other rhythm guitarist tonight, Patrick's been stepping in and realising that the songs have been evolving over the last
years
since you actually played them.
How has your music evolved from when you first started playing together up until now?
I think it's gone from being a band that just aspired to doing things like May Balls to being a band that plays everywhere, and so that, I think, is a step.
I think also maybe that May Ball evolution means with May Balls we had to do a lot of covers and stuff that, rather than our own identity. And I think the identity sort of got a little bit stronger because, for instance, like tonight and with Haymaker, they want us to do more of our own material. I think
which is lovely,
which is good.
Yeah, yeah. The last time we were here, we did only our own stuff. Not, I don't know if it was a deliberate thing, but we ended up doing only our own stuff. But people still clapped, and there were no complaints in the days following. I was like, oh, wait for it, scared to check my email. I imagine my disappointment when I found they were only doing. But no, absolutely, seriously, no, it was.
That's beautiful. what has been the biggest challenge as a band?
I think we're all getting a bit older with jobs. I think it's just finding the time, really, isn't it? People have moved to different places. People have got families and jobs and those sorts of things. It's just come a little bit. I think it's time.
But I don't actually see that as a challenge, because I think that if you're always cooped up together, you get ratty with each other. I don't think we ever do get ratty with each other. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. And it might just be because, well, seeing you guys always feels like a treat to me. So, and that probably, and if we were always on every blooming day, then we might not feel like that. However much we might love each other, we probably wouldn't feel that sense of, how nice we're getting all together doing this music.
It does mean we spend the first hour and a half having a nap.
So, I see it as a positive.
So, if you could choose any band or musician to join you guys on stage, who would it be?
Janis Joplin. Or Dusty Springfield.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's really difficult. What would they put? I picked a drummer, then they'd have to take my place. Right? So I could play with Mackers.
We wouldn't be able to keep up with them because they're so good.
All right. Well, next question is, for those people who are thinking about joining a band and thinking about doing something within music, but they're a bit timid or they're not sure, people make excuses about why they shouldn't do it. What is your advice to them?
Get along to some open mic nights. There are some shocking people who are getting away with that. So, you go along and you see some terrible people and you think, well, good luck to them, And they get better. As long as you go along and see, actually, the standard is often not that high. Especially the sort of pub open mic nights. Go along and I don't know, they're usually very friendly people too, so
But the thing is that then those people, where they go to a high standard and they leave their non-high standard fan base behind, and that's where we come in, because we always are able to cater for that public.
For the low standard fan base.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I came in and saw, I don't know which band it was playing, From the Sticks, and I was intimidated. They were so good.
Yeah. Oh my God. Amazing.
So sometimes I think, you know, you can look and go, standards are so high. Yeah. No, it doesn't have to be. It'd be much more informal.
Yeah, you only get better with just doing it again. I mean, there's no kind of easy answer to that. You just have to kind of get out, try and play. And you start off, you play on your own in your room, and you get better in event, and you just kind of have to force yourself into what feels like an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
But you do it enough times, and it becomes less uncomfortable. Yeah.
So, where can people listen to your music and contact you?
Cool. So I think if you just type in Moth Conspiracy, you'll probably get quite quickly to a website or a social media feed that actually just has
Facebook.
We're on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and I think we've got contact details in there, and if not, I'll make sure that I add them, because actually I haven't checked, but there should be.
There is
an old
website that looks like it's from about the year 2000. don't go there.
A little blocky.
It's a slice of history. It's quite okay. Interesting, but. I think it's something that we probably want to do more of, make sure that we're on Spotify and iTunes and so on. We're not right now, so YouTube is the best place to find music for us. Or come to a gig and Patrick might give you a cassette tape. which is genuine. I mean, that's not a joke. He will.
Those actually are coming back, actually. Okay. There are some artists now who actually are investing and doing things.
Oh, we've got mini discs as well, man.
I know Ariana Grande is doing something with it as well. So, yeah, they're going to come back around. It's going to happen. That actually brings me to my next question. My last question is, are there any big future news? Any gigs? Anything going on in the future?
Yeah.
Interview.
Well, we're hoping to be playing at the final of Battle of the Bands.
Of course.
But Haymaker next week, and I don't know. That's as far as the schedule goes, I think.
But as we've got this new material that feels quite nice and quite ready, we three would, I think you were upstairs, but we three were talking about at least having some time in the studio in the spring, summertime, even if we just do just two or three numbers, just to get back into the swing of the studio, because I think it's a lovely, fun thing to do, and what I really like about the studio is you don't have to. You get a second turn if you get it wrong. And that's really what I love.
Thank you all very
much. Thank you, 105. Thank you, Madison.
Thank you very much.
So, only one band left to play at Heat 2 of the Cambridge Band Competition in the Portland Arms. And next up is two-piece alt blues band Outside Kings, and this is their track, Let's Talk.
Everyone keeps shouting and it's really hard to listen, and I understand the anger because I understand the system, but calling people dumb and shouting people Dory scum and spitting in the playground, it doesn't really seem to get things done. But I'm sure somehow we're down and out because of all those greedy bankers. Bowed them out and carried on, but they forgot to thank us. But when pride is found in profit and when glitter seems so golden, it don't surprise me much that they stole some dreams and sold them. And now many people seem so keen to kill capitalism, and others shout to save it, but it's so little I can't listen. You're right, deals my strive for freedom, but if I do, how do you get it? Does yours encroach on mine? There's all no tax bill hurt my credit. I mean, how's your freedom found, and is it free or are there costs? A blinking sky, a Baghdad, or the gulag, what's the lesson? Let's talk! Let's talk! And let's talk! Let's talk! All this challenge got me doubting any of it. Ideologies leave freedom trapped within a pulpit. I mean, strictly communism, it leaves my freedom strict communal, and complete freedom for communities we see as brutal. And anarchy might work, but could we do a better job than what we've done already? Is anarchy not what we've got? And fascists always seem so keen to shout a strictly one, so maybe shouting's dangerous, maybe strictly one is done. But please don't start shouting Blair, right? Please don't go and label me. I'm trying to get past these walls with bridges in between. I mean, the left is filled with venom when it should be based on peace. Love and some acceptance, surely they're the only means of making any reparations on these bridges we've been burning. And I thought change would face a thought discussion than some learning. Not berating anyone who thinks a little different, or blaming all those on your side who tried to fight a system. Your morals might be golden, but in souls don't shine so brightly. And claiming peace whilst calling names is like shooting to save lives. See, I don't believe we can be that bad, I think we're really bad. But hatred's really good for them, means we can come together. Let's talk! Let's talk, and let's talk, and let's talk. Stop when you're blinded by the sun and you just keep getting called scum, and you're so sheltered from anyone different that it all seems terrifying. It's not surprising some people desire isolation, and I'm not condoning all the gay, and I'm just trying to understand, but I can't hear you when you're shouting. We're so down and out, I really think I really need you, and we really need each other if we're ever going to see through all the lies and propaganda, all the hatred, all the shouting, and all the spit upon the ship will only leave us drowning. And maybe now I'm shouting, maybe I'm a contradiction, but if you want to talk to me, I'll try my best to listen. I said, maybe now I'm shouting, maybe I'm a contradiction, but if you want to talk to me, I'll try my best to listen. Let's talk, and let's talk. Let's talk.
Maybe now I'm shouting, maybe I'm a contradiction. If you want to talk to me, I'll try my best to listen.
Can't we
just
talk?
Maybe now I'm shouting, maybe I'm a contradiction.
Can't you?
If you want to talk to me, I'll try my best to listen.
Let's talk. And let's talk. And let's talk. Let's talk.
So after that performance, let's see what the boys had to say about it. Of course, here's Masson Williams in the green room with them now.
Alrighty then, what I'm going to ask first is that can you please state your name, say the band name first?
Happily, I'll see you both, please.
Outside Kings.
Is the name of the band?
Outside Kings.
My name is Sam.
And my name is George.
Alright.
Guitar.
We're Outside Kings, that's the band name. I do things with my voice, I sing, and syllables together.
He does, and I also sing. I provide the harmonious accompaniment.
Okay.
Guitar, 12 string, middle six.
12 string.
That's my rule.
So, your process for in preparation of this competition and everything of this evening, talk about what that was like. What was going on through your head? What were the different things that you were going through, that you were doing? How did you focus on this competition?
Well, we've been recording an album for like the last 3 months, so we've been practicing the same set. So the sets, we know the set. We lived together for like 5 years.
Okay.
So we know the set, we know each other. We've been practicing that. Last night we just had some friends around and kind of got drunk, which might be a mistake, but it don't matter. You got to live natural life and then everything will be naturally good. Yeah. Hopefully.
Enough.
If not, it might, you know, that was a thing. That was our preparation though, right? We had good friends around and we prepared.
Absolutely.
With
Absolutely.
Love.
But the whole point, I guess, is for us, like, there's only two of us, so we want to come across as natural and as authentic as we can.
Yeah.
And what we do is like homegrown and kind of raw. Right? People like call us punk. I don't think we sound like punk, but in the spirit of punk, like the DIY, do it yourself, getting the message across being the most important thing.
Right.
I think that's definitely us.
So is that the way you would describe your music, basically?
I'd say so. I think we're both very expressive people. We both have wide opinions, and we're both massive music fans. And so I think our music like sort of draws on a lot of influences and also tries to stay raw,
right? Okay.
Without trying too hard, if that makes sense.
We try to stay us. We try to keep it like a musical relationship that's based on the friendship relationship.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And like we want to try and get somewhere or whatever else, but really it's just about making good music.
I was saying to George earlier, I feel like writing the song is the most important thing for me. Like once we've written the song, that's cool, and then however it's received is whatever it is. But that's not the focus. The focus is on actually creating the product itself. Making it the most meaningful thing it can be.
So your songwriting process, how does that go kind of from start to finish? Is it a bit abstract? How does your songwriting process go?
So it's different. So we're both individual songwriters. George is a really amazing poet, as you'll probably hear later on. I've been writing songs since I was about 15 or so, 24 now. So we have our own experience and we sort of separately write our songs and come together, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So
it might start from like a... like a poem, a more spoken word. A lot of the stuff starts from like spoken word poetry that we won't have sussed out. I'll be speaking it normally and then Sam will find a chord progression or whatever which will fit with it. And then that becomes a song. or Sam comes up with a riff and then we write to it. I don't know, it's like really weird. Like we love music and we love doing what we're doing, but we're really just two friends that write together.
Yeah, we know each other well enough that we can sort of compare ideas quite quickly. Together.
So what are your rehearsals like?
It's us in the living room being very serious about it.
It's very casual. Right. No, it's good. I think it's casual, like, because we write stuff separately together anyway, so right. George will write stuff, I'll write stuff. So it's sort of, and like I say, we live together.
Right.
It just kind of comes together.
In a very naturally. Comfortable environment.
It's very organic. Like, it's a sort of our downfall because we don't have an official practice space or practice time.
Yeah.
We live together, we're best friends, so whenever we feel like playing music, we do. Which is, you know, about 60% of the time.
Fair enough.
And about 30% of that 60% is productive, and we write stuff, but other times it's fun, you know?
So sometimes, I do find that sometimes when you have that personal connection or relationship with someone and you are doing something creative, you can see that within the music and you can see how it kind of comes out into it.
I hope so. People say that we sound natural and that it seems organic, and I think it definitely is. We have like good rapport on stage or whatever. So hopefully you're right.
That's awesome.
Well, we can love each other and hate each other. That's the main thing. That's the brothers.
That's how it is. That's family right there. So if you could choose any band or musician to join you on stage,
Joe
who would
Strong.
It be?
Ooh, Joe Strong straight away.
The Clash.
That was quick. That was quick.
That was quick. That
my
was
man,
quick.
Like he's the best. Like Bob Dylan's my biggest lyrical inspiration. Joe Strum, like stage wise. Joe Strum is my inspiration because he's not Frank Sinatra. He's not
style.
Elvis. He's not anything else.
Right.
But it's like you can see there's different styles of singing.
Agreed. Agreed.
And a lot of the styles of singing that have personality aren't necessarily going to be like X Factor, Simon Cowell.
I understand. No, I understand that.
And for me, I've got to say Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
Absolutely. My cat's called Jimi Hendrix. I love Jimi Hendrix. He's my idol. I think the way he like gels on stage, the way he jams, I feel like every time we play our songs, it's always like a new thing.
Right.
It's always like a new performance, and Jimi Hendrix also did the same thing. Every time he played his songs, it was like almost for the first time, you know?
Is there any advice for aspiring musicians and for people who want to start a band or who are a bit timid when it comes to doing something with music? Anything you want to let them know?
Do it.
Just keep doing it.
Don't worry about being bad. Don't worry about what other people think. Just do it. Like I said earlier on in this interview, that I write songs to write them for myself and for George. Just do it. Just do it. Get it out there. Do it. Move on. Don't worry about other people's receptions of you. Just do it. It really doesn't matter.
I'm realizing that most people's receptions, if they write music as well, is...
It's always
it's a lot less scary than you think.
Expression is not subjective. Like the whole point of this competition is to judge people's music, but expression is you can't really judge it, can you?
Okay.
Expression is expression. So just do it. Get it out of you, and that is in itself the reward. Just do it, man.
And I have two further questions. Where can people listen and contact you guys if they want you for gigs, or if they just want to get to know you guys? Where can they find you?
Spotify and all that.
Spotify.
The outlets.
All the outlets.
We've got an album coming out in like a month.
And you said so.
Come to the Six Bells every other Sunday. Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. We host an
album. We are there. We're hosting.
Come there.
Welcome
if we like you, if you're like a cool person, we might get to know you.
All right.
If not,
all right.
Then we can't get to know everyone.
And your big future news. You said you guys have you have an album coming out.
We do indeed. Yeah.
We do.
Okay.
Like within 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay. Is there a title for it? Are you going to release that at that time?
Here
or?
And Now.
Here and
think.
Now. As in here, as in listen here.
Ah.
It would be a double EP. If it had been a record, you would have turned it and it would have been From Love to Politics.
We might try and go
it
back.
It'll be a double EP slash album.
Okay. Yeah,
no,
it should be cool.
But it's recorded. We just need percussion.
Well, fantastic, guys. Well, I appreciate you guys be willing to do this, and thank you very much.
No, thanks.
Thank you.
Cheers.
So we've heard from all four bands, but who came out on top? Well, this week's winner was Fionn Rebecca along with her band. So they'll be making it straight through to the finals at the Junction on Friday the 26th of April. And from the Sticks edged out last week's cheer winners, Pink Lemonade. So they still have a chance to get through to the finals. We'll have to wait till next week to see whether they get edged out of that top spot. But for now, here's a track from Fionn Rebecca. This is As I Am.
You're not the first to ask me, not the last to pass me, not the only one who didn't want to stay. Loneliness I'm feeling deep inside, I'm bleeding, just a human here in every single